thank God for my wife, or I'd been an hour late. I'd forgotten all about it. As you read the bulletin this morning, I want to tell you something. It looks like one person did everything. But the truth of the matter is, it was more than one, but none of the ones that did it knew what the other one was doing. But it's wonderful to know that the Spirit of God knows what's happening. Amen. I want to read you a scripture this morning as we open, and I'm going to have you stand in a minute to get ready to pray. But in John chapter 21, beginning with verse 15, so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my sheep, or feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Now, the interesting thing here is that when Jesus spoke to Peter and said, Peter, do you love me? He used the Greek word, Peter, do you agape me? That's the highest form of love. That's God love. That's love without any conditions. When Peter responded to him and said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you, Peter didn't use the word agape. He used the word phileo, which means affection, brotherly love. I enjoy your presence. You're a wonderful person and all that. But he did not answer him with the same word that Jesus asked him if he loved him. Second time Jesus said, do you love me, Peter? And again, it was the agape word. And again, Peter responded to him, oh, Lord, yes, I love you. I hold you in high esteem. I feel great affection for you. You're a wonderful person. I love to be around you. But again, it wasn't the agape word. Then the third time, Jesus said, Peter, do you phileo me? Jesus came down Peter's level. The third time, Jesus asked him in the language that Peter was using to return the answer to him. And you know, as we look at ourselves, as we grow in our relationship with God, as we grow in our understanding of God, as we study his word, as it begins to be part of us, as our mind begins to be renewed by the word of God, that brotherly love, just strong bond, like two best friends. But did you know even a best friend will test your love? You can change your love. You can have a best friend, and a year from now, something happened, and you're no longer even speaking to each other because circumstances and situations changed. That's the way it is with brotherly love. But I'm talking about the level of human understanding of love. Because you cannot love in agape style without knowing the presence of God in your own life. Not that we first loved him, but that he first loved us and gave himself for us as a propitiation for our sins. God loved us while we were as lost as, the old saying is, lost as a goose. God loved us, and not for anything that, and isn't it interesting that as much time, 3 years, 3 years, Peter had been with Jesus. And still he could only say, I'm really fond of you. I have a great affection for you. I enjoy being around you. You're just a real good person. But you know, there's hope for everybody. I want to read you something else. I want to read you something that Peter wrote later on. From the book of 1 Peter. Chapter 4, beginning with verse 8. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. Ah, guess what Peter's talking about here? He's not talking about the filial love anymore. He's talking about the agape love. A love that puts no conditions, sets no standards. God loved the world not because. God loved the world just because. He's God. And he's love. Let us love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Not brotherly love. That don't cover sins. Brotherly love gets offended at sin. It gets offended at things that happen. And it's an awesome thing to know that even though God doesn't like what you do, he never stops loving you. He can't stop loving you. He's God. God's love. There's nothing in love in about. God shut the door on judgment and anger when Jesus came onto the scene. And it doesn't mean that a person is not going to hell if they reject God. It doesn't mean that your life's not going to be full of mess if you reject God. But when you make a decision in your heart that you're going to live for Jesus Christ and that you're going to receive the love of God and let that love change you, then you take a step up. And then you do things not because you ought to, but because you want to. Serving Jesus Christ is not, I ought to do this. It's, I want to do this. I want to live right. I want to please God. Am I going to be able to do it all the time? No. But when I don't do it, I know that I don't do it, but I don't need to realize, I don't need to get the feeling God turned his back on me because I messed up. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So stand with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. And when you leave here this morning, I want you to leave here knowing that God loves you more than anything else. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Died for us. Our works, sometimes they're not very good. But our relationship with God is not based on our works. Our relationship with God is based on Jesus' works and our acceptance of them and the grace that God gives us, not just to cover our sins, but the grace that gives us power to walk in an overcoming way. Grace is not just a word that says, I forgive you. Grace is a word that says, I empower you to do the right thing, to have a desire to do the right thing. Even when you come short. Father, we thank you this morning. We come into your presence. We're ready to worship you. We're ready to praise you and to glorify your name for all that you have done for us. Jesus Christ, we thank you so much for you being willing to give yourself, to hang on that cross and die, to be rejected by men, to be scorned and spat upon, to wear a crown of thorns, to shed your blood, so that we, Lord God, know what it is to have fellowship with God the Father. We thank you, Lord, today that we're going to come into your presence. We're going to feel that love you have for us. We're going to experience, Lord God, the love of God. And because of it, we're going to be able to give you back our love in return. So we thank you, Father, for it all. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, let's worship the Lord.
Praise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. I raise a hallelujah. Watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of a mystery. I raise a hallelujah.
Come on, church.
Fear, you've lost your hold on me. I'm gonna sing middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Sing a little.
Oh,
Getting them going, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I want you to do something. I want you to write down, we're going to hand you a slip of paper, what you're raising a hallelujah for today. Okay? And you know what we're going to do? It says, where's that phrase? Okay, I'll find it in a minute. Okay, about up from the ashes. Yeah, hope will arise. We're going to put them in our burning pot. And out of those ashes, yes, hope is going to rise. So I want you to be seated just a minute, and you raise your hand. And Danny and Sky or whoever will give you a piece of paper. And I want you to write down, and then they're going to take them up. And we're going to have a burning after church. Because out of those ashes, okay, you know, you say, well, what does that mean? It's symbolic. Sometimes you just got to do something. You just got to, you know what you're doing? You're giving this to God. All right, let's start this again. You ready? And when you finish, let's just stand up and praise God again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
I raise a hallelujah. In the presence of my enemies, I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. Praise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm.
Come on.
Louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Defeated, the King is alive. I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me.
Come on now.
I raise a hallelujah. Watch the darkness flee.
Yes.
I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah.
Come on now.
Here you've lost your hold on me.
Are you ready?
Roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a
Father God, for all the miracles and the answered prayer that just took place. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we believe that even as Jehoshaphat and them raised the banner and they praised and they sang unto you, you went before them and you shut down all the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Yes, did they pass out the bucket? Just get the basket and we'll put it in the burning bucket later. Just go get a basket and take them up, would you, Sky? Take up all those things. Hallelujah.
I hear the voice of one crying.
soul reaching for a higher high. From the young man working through his hopes and fears, to the widow walking through a veil of tears.
Come on.
Every man and woman, every old and young.
Amen.
Every father's daughter,
Pastor Laverne, in that unbelief, didn't you already get it once? Well, I tell you, I just like to live by the book of Acts. And in Acts 2, the Holy Ghost fell on them, and it just, all, everything just went crazy in the tongues of fire and all that. And then later on, they said, God, all this stuff's happening and this persecution, just fill us again. When do you need refilling? When the persecution's coming, when the storms are coming. Amen. Revive us.
Revive.
Today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give him a praise, church. You don't have to have the music going to praise him and to worship him, to magnify his name. Amen. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Ready to worship, church.
I worship you.
worship you.
Hey,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker,
touching every heart, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart,
yes.
I worship you, I worship you.
Hey,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, Jesus. You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every life. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you, I worship you.
Hallelujah, Lord God. I just praise you, Heavenly Father, that that's what's happening in this place. You're the way maker. We don't know the way. Miracle worker. Promise keeper. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. You all may be seated for a minute. We're going to take up our offering. I want to have them come and get ready for to take up our offering, and I thank God for meeting every need. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that we can give, that you meet the need of this church and of every person here, whatever that need might be. And I thank you for their faithfulness, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we do the next song, I want to share a little something I read. Now, we all know the song, Jesus Loves Me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And I want to read you a story that happened with that song. There was a minister from Oregon who was assigned to provide counseling in a state mental institution. His first assignment was to a padded cell that housed deranged, barely clothed patients. Now, Now, in your mind, picture that his first assignment. You all, you're taking. You can go ahead. I'm sorry. Amen. I forgot to say amen. So you're new. Your first assignment, and it's in a state mental institution, and you're assigned the worst room. They're deranged, barely clothed patients. He couldn't even talk to the inmates, let alone counsel them. The only responses he got were groans, moans, and demonic laughter. Now, can you see yourself walking into that? I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit, though, prompted him to sit in the middle of the room and for a full hour just sing the famous children's hymn that goes, Jesus loves me, this loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Come on.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. So he did that for an hour. Okay, so now let me find my place. Nothing happened at the end of that first day, but for weeks. Church, for weeks, every day, he went in there for an hour and sang that song. And he said, seemed like every day there was greater conviction in his heart. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. As the days passed, the patients began singing with him one by one. Amazingly, by the end of the first month, 36 of the severely ill patients were transferred from the high dependency ward to a self-care ward. Within a year, all but two were discharged from the mental institution. What got into their hearts? Not this man, but the message. See, that's the gospel. That is the gospel. You know, people make it difficult. The gospel is simply, Jesus loves you. This I know. Why? For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Let's do that next song about the goodness of God. People need to hear about the goodness in your life. The goodness that God's done. You know, don't go home and have burnt Shirley or toasted Laverne and Jerry. And criticize, because what good's that going to do? What do you need to do? Go home with the message that's been planted in you this morning. You may sit or you may stand, but we're going to sing about the goodness of God. Amen.
I love you, Lord.
Come on, church.
Oh, your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. You are close like no other.
I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
You believe that, church? Come on now.
And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Come on now.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Yes.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Do that again, church.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. My life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness.
Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Hallelujah.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?
Isn't it, church?
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? All the world can come to him and have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Son of God and one of us, lover of our souls. Isn't the name of Jesus?
Sing the glory of isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your name is all they need. In the name, there is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Come on now.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in
declare that.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? He's the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
Do that line again. Isn't the name?
Isn't the name of Jesus
all we need,
all
church?
We need.
All we need.
Woo. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
He's the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
You know, as we finish up, I want to pray, and I just thank God that we don't have to live with the spirit of fear. I know He's given us sense. He's given us common sense. He's given us wisdom. But you know, there's so many people out there that are just afraid. They're afraid. Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Hallelujah. And you know, it just could be that the thing that might turn people to Jesus is what this enemy has tried to bring on the nation. You know, money, what good's money going to do you? Money won't buy your way out of it. But guess what? Jesus will. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you now. These people are covered by your grace and by your mercy. I thank you, Father God. And I pray for those families that are suffering. Devil, you're a liar. I rebuke you. I curse that virus right now in the name of Jesus. We're not going to accept it. Because you're a liar. It's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus said, "I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And that's not abundant life. Father God, we just simply honor you and trust you. Trust in your grace for this nation. That at the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Father, that men's hearts are going to turn to you. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit when we're on our way, when we're going out, when we're doing things. Father God, that you lead us to talk to somebody and just say good day to somebody. Because it's a good day. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I was long-winded today. That's okay, isn't it? You know, thank you, praise and worship team, for putting up with me. But I just want to share this incident that really touched my heart. Talk about speaking to people when you're out. I was in Walmart Saturday.